Chris and Rob, late night talk show down here at the bottom of your dial, WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM. Yep, that's us. If you stumbled upon us, that's what you got, 88.3. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And together we are the Chris and Rob late night talk show. We're happy to be here.
The Asian Women Art Guild shares technical and moral support and promotes Asian Polynesian fine art through working sessions, shows, and exhibits. You need more info, call 637-3454, 637-3454.
We have in the studio the local Chris and Rob late night talk show movie critic, Scott Barlow. Now, Scott, I believe you've seen a whole slew of movies this week that you're prepared to review for us on tonight's program, are you not?
I've seen a few.
What have you seen this week, Scott? What movies have you seen lately that you'd like to review for us?
Well, I'll start at the bottom. I saw Escape from L.A.
Oh, my God.
Escape from L.A. is like the sequel to Escape from New York with Kurt Russell as Snake.
Escape from New York was, I wouldn't say it's a quality film, but it was a good cult movie. Not bad, kind of fun. This movie, Escape from L.A., is about as bad as it gets. It's terrible.
Well, that preview where he's like, let's do it. Like, I mean, what is he trying to do? What is Kurt Russell trying to do with that performance?
Well, the original performance, I think, was sort of trying to imitate Clint Eastwood and sort of get a joke out of that.
But now he's, like, doing an imitation of himself imitating.
Exactly. And also, they treat the character, which is Snake Plissken, as, like, this character that's a... They talk about him like he's sort of a cultural icon, like he's someone you know, like Darth Vader. You know, everybody knows Snake Plissken.
Well, he went from New York, which was a penal colony. Now L.A. is like a penal island. Let me see that lighter. And what the hell's going on? Why did he get transferred, and why didn't he come to LCI?
Well, there's sort of a Pat Buchanan type president, and he predicts that God is going to cause an earthquake in 2000 something or other. And it happens, and L.A. breaks off and becomes an island. They make it a prison island. And Snake is sort of like a...
That's exactly what they'd do if L.A. broke off. They make it a prison island.
Scott, we're talking to Scott Barlow, movie critic for the Chris and Rob Show. What other movies have you seen lately you'd like to discuss tonight?
I saw A Time to Kill.
What's A Time to Kill? Isn't that that KKK movie with Sandra?
It's that hip John Grisham movie with all the big stars.
Is that that Sandra Bullock movie?
That's his new one.
She's in it. She's in it.
Is she looking pretty hot in this one?
She looks great, yeah. She looks fantastic.
Does she show her breasts?
No. Hmm. She's not in it very much, actually.
Well, then who'd want to see it?
I don't know. The movie's awful anyway. It's a terrible movie.
Okay, let's move on then. What other movies have you seen lately?
I saw The Fan, actually.
Oh, The Fan opens this week with Robert De Niro and
John Kruk.
And John Kruk and Wesley Snipes as a big shot baseball player.
Yes, I saw an advanced screening of it. And,
now, if De Niro's in it, let me guess. De Niro's crazy, and he kills people.
Well, let's not fool the viewers, Chris. You saw it, too.
Yeah, De Niro's crazy, and he kills people.
Does he kill Wesley Snipes?
No.
Does he kill John Kruk?
Whoa, let's not give away the ending.
He should kill out Barry Bonds.
They make a Barry Bonds joke in the movie, actually. And
The Wesley Snipes character sort of loosely after Barry Bonds?
What, you're saying all black giants are based on Barry Bonds, Chris?
No, I'm saying...
What you paint with the broad brush?
I'm saying
brush?
Sluggers. I'm saying Giants sluggers. Sluggers from the team, the Giants. Barry Bonds. Multi-million dollar sluggers.
How do you know he wasn't an African Matt Williams? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
How do you know that? Did he play the outfield?
Yes.
Oh, he's Barry Bonds.
Or no, he played center field, didn't he?
He played center field.
Barry plays left. Totally different.
Oh, okay. He must have been Eric Davis then, right? It was an Eric Davis thing. Is that it, Scott? Are those your movies?
Well, hold on. Which one was good? Which one's worth going to?
The best one to see is The Fan.
You're just a big De Niro fan.
No, I'm telling you. I thought that was a quality film. It's not your average Fatal Attraction Psycho Next Door movie. That was very
no, it's
good.
Your average Robert De Niro is killing some people, and he's a psycho movie.
You didn't like it, Chris?
Oh, I loved it. But I love Robert De Niro as a psycho. He's the best psycho in Hollywood. I even put De Niro above Nicholson as far as psychos go.
All right, I have a question for you, Scott. Yeah. Are people that call him Bobby complete jerks or just half jerks?
Well, if Jerry Lewis calls him Bobby, it's because he's a jerk. But if Martin Scorsese calls him Bobby, it's because they're friends. Well, if Sharon Stone calls him Bobby, it's because she's a total idiot.
I saw Phenomenon on... None.
What do you think?
None. It's all right.
A Phenomenon came out 6 months ago.
Well, I'm kind of slow on the uptake.
Yeah, you just wait till these movies come to the dollar theater.
No, I paid $5. It had this stupid plot with the CIA in it, and it didn't need that. If they had cut out that 20 minutes, it would have been pretty good.
Hello, Charlene.
Hold on, we need a video pick.
Hi.
We need a video pick. Hold on, Charlene.
Hold on, Charlene.
Well, Scott's got one more movie to
I'm
review.
I'm sorry.
God,
I just want to say the best movie I've seen in the last month is Dead Man with Johnny Depp.
Oh, that's movie. Black and white.
Is it that black and white cowboy
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Isn't it spooky?
It's a really fantastic
It's movie. Not a date movie, is it?
I wouldn't say it's a date movie, but...
That albino director made it.
He's not an albino, man. He's got gray hair.
Oh,
who are you talking about?
I don't know. I saw him on Charlie Rose.
Jim Jarmusch is an albino?
Yeah. You didn't know?
And that makes that movie even more spooky, because Dead Man
hey,
is
shut
a
up, Charlene.
Spooky movie.
What?
Be quiet.
Hey, Charlene, you're on.
Hold on, we need a video pick. He's supposed to have a really good video pick.
Okay, quick. Here's our movie critic, Scott Barlow, with this week's video pick. Run down to your local video rental establishment and pick up this stunning video.
I watched Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid. It's a Sam Peckinpah Ooh. Movie.
Bob Dylan, right?
Yeah, Bob Dylan's in it and Kris Kristofferson. It was never released, but it's a great movie.
Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Kris Kristofferson was most recently in that movie Lone Star, directed by John Sayles, right?
Great movie.
Hi, Charlene. We told you to be quiet, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You're not being quiet, are you, Charlene?
I can't help it. I'm talking to Chris and Rob. You can't be quiet.
That's right, and you're just going crazy, aren't you? You're getting dizzy and you're about to pass out.
I know.